Harper Audio presents Not for Sale, The Return of the Global Slave Trade and How We Can Fight It by David Batstone. Read by Michael McConaughey. Copyright 2007 by David Batstone. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. A little more matriarchy is what the world needs, and I know it. Period. Paragraph. Dorothy Thompson. Introduction. Finding slavery in my own backyard. Defeating human trafficking is a great moral calling of our time. Condoleezza Rice, U.S. Secretary of State. 27 million slaves exist in our world today. Girls and boys, women and men of all ages are forced to toil in the rug loom sheds of Nepal, sell their bodies in the brothels of Rome, break rocks in the quarries of Pakistan, and fight wars in the jungles of Africa. Go behind the facade in any major town or city in the world today, and you're likely to find a thriving commerce in human beings. You may even find slavery in your own backyard. For several years, my wife and I dined regularly at an Indian restaurant near our home in the San Francisco Bay Area. Unbeknownst to us, the staff at Pasand Madras Indian Cuisine, who cooked our curries, delivered them to our table, and washed our dishes, were slaves. It took a tragic accident to expose the slave trafficking ring. A young woman found her roommates, 17-year-old Chanti Pratipati and her 15-year-old sister Lalitha, unconscious in a Berkeley apartment. Carbon monoxide emitted from a blocked heating vent had poisoned them. The roommate called their landlord, Lucky Reddy Reddy, the owner of the Pasand restaurant where the girls worked. Reddy owned several restaurants and more than 1,000 apartment units in Northern California. When Reddy arrived at the girls' apartment, he declined to take them to a hospital. Instead, he and a few friends carried the girls out of the apartment in a rolled-up carpet and put them into a waiting van. When Reddy and his cronies tried to force the roommate into the van as well, she put up a fierce fight. A local resident, Marcia Poole, happened to be passing by in her car at that moment and witnessed a bizarre scene. Several men toting a sagging roll of carpet with a human leg hanging out the side. She slowed down her car to take a closer look and was horrified to watch the men attempt to force a young girl into their van. Poole jumped out of her car and did everything in her power to stop the men. Unable to do so, she stopped another passing motorist and implored him to dial 911 and report a kidnapping in progress. The police arrived in time to arrest the abductors. Chanti Pratipati never regained consciousness. She was pronounced dead at a local hospital. A subsequent investigation revealed that Reddy and several members of his family had used fake visas and false identities to traffic perhaps hundreds of adults and children into the United States from India. In many cases, Reddy secured visas under the guise that the applicants were highly skilled technology professionals who would be placed in a software company. In fact, they ended up working as waiters, cooks, and dishwashers at the Pasand restaurant or at other businesses that Reddy owned. He forced the laborers to work long hours for minimal wages, money that they returned to him as rent to live in one of his apartments. Reddy threatened to turn them into the authorities as illegal aliens if they tried to escape. The Reddy case is not an anomaly. Well over 100,000 people live enslaved at this moment in the United States, and an additional 17,500 new victims are trafficked across our borders each year. Over 30,000 more slaves are transported through the United States on their way to other international destinations. Attorneys from the U.S. Department of Justice have prosecuted slave trade activity in 91 cities across the United States and in nearly every state of the nation. Like the slaves who came to America's shores 200 years ago, today's slaves are not free to pursue their own destinies. They are coerced to perform.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?